ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Doherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 1027. I'm Pat Doherty. Don't forget, we're giving away a pair of Colts tickets to the Tennessee Titans game this weekend, as well as the Thanksgiving Day game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All you got to do is text Colts to 45364. Get yourself entered to win a pair of Colts tickets to either one of those games, the Titans or the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, moving on. Get to welcome in a good friend of mine and a guy that I've really, really enjoyed carrying on conversations, whether it's been about football or wrestling. And our next guest, Coach Mark Kern of the Jimtown Jimmies, 387 wins, only 69 setbacks. Last year, a great run. The 2A team state runner-up, NIC runner-up, and sectional champions. Coach Kern joins us now here on the home stretch in ESPN Radio 102.7. Coach, first and foremost, I know you're right in the thick of it. Wrestling season isn't that far away, and appreciate you taking some time hanging out with us today.
Hey, I appreciate it, Pat. Thanks for having me on. It's always great to talk with you about sports and high school sports in Elkhart County.
Coach, I'm always impressed of coaches who coach multiple sports, and I've had the privilege to coach high school sports, but I was never a guy that had enough talent to play multiple sports. I swam and I played baseball, and believe me, I don't ever want to coach swimming. But had a lot of fun coaching baseball, but you're a guy, you help out, you coach on football, and you do the wrestling deal. Now, the football season ended a little bit earlier than you guys wanted, but how quickly, how hard is it, or how much fun is it in that aspect of doing both? And then on top of that, getting to spend a lot of time with some of the same kids because you're at a small school like Jimtown.
Absolutely. You know, people always ask which sport you like better, and it's the sport that you're coaching. And, you know, we had such a great group of seniors this year in football that it was really, really enjoyable. And we did come up a little short, you know, to Garrett, 29-26. We were driving with about 2.5 minutes to go down around the 25-yard line, and we turned the ball over. And it was kind of just a sad moment because it's such a great group of seniors. And also because my son was on the team. Mm-hmm. It was his last game. And that was tough. And it was a little bit of a mourning period that weekend. And in a couple of days the next week, and then we rounded the troops up and we got them back in the wrestling room, and we've been hammering it up about a week and a half now, and it helps you refocus and you know, get over that sad feeling of losing that last football game, and you know, you start preaching about championships in the winter.
Coach, I want to get your thoughts on the aspect. I played for my dad quite a bit, not at the high school level, but a lot of summer teams he coached me, and I truly enjoyed that interaction because we spent so much time working on the sports outside of it. And then being able to have successes with him on the sideline was always, and still is, some of my fondest memories. And you look at Kenny and what he's been able to do. Again, your son, the running back, a very good running back, in my opinion. And this isn't just because I'm talking to you. I've said this on this show multiple times. One of the best, if not the best, running back in Elkhart County. And that's just not because of numbers. It's the way that he goes about things. But then you look at some of the other seniors that you did have that are going to move over and be on this wrestling program as well. Caleb Fowler, Logan Blount, Nick Mammalenti, some of those guys that I recognize from the football field. But first, before that, what is the interaction between you and Kenny going from football to wrestling and having that father-son interaction, not only on the mat or on the football field, but then making sure you still have time to be father and son? And that's hard sometimes for people to separate, but seeing you guys' interaction, for you guys, it's not so much.
Not, you know, and Kenny's a great kid, and fortunately he's been around gymnasiums and football fields since he's been able to walk. He was telling somebody the other day that he has been going to our camp, which we're hosting right now, since he was 3 years old. And you know, the success didn't come right away, and I wasn't one of those guys who forced him to do a lot. He just liked to, you know, hang around and be with the guys, and you got, you know, improvement, and things really took off for him last year, and he had a great year in all three sports that he participates in. And it's easy to coach him because, man, he's a driven kid. You know, he's one of the leaders out there. And like I said, his entire senior class are just a bunch of great kids who have been buddies since they were very little. And fortunately, I didn't coach him directly in position. So sometimes I get to sit back and watch him be a dad when he's running the ball or, mm-hmm. you know, tackling and doing those kind of things. So it's been a real privilege, and I'm just so proud of how far he's come. But then, you know, we leave the wrestling room, and, hey, you know, it's like, you know, you know, what's for supper, and, you know, we got the homework done, and you're back to being dad, and it's easy because he's a pretty quality kid, a lot of great characteristics, as are all those other seniors that you mentioned. And it's a lot of fun being with those kids, not only all summer and then into the fall, but then all winter into the spring as well, and watching all the kids develop and improve day to day. That's just such a rewarding type of a thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been my privilege to be in and around both the Jimtown football program on Friday nights, the basketball program as well, but being around some of those kids like Nick Mammolanti, getting to interview Kenny for my podcast, and really getting to see how genuinely good guys that they are and how fun that they can be as well. And how does that flow into this wrestling season? You look at last year, 21-2, as I mentioned, coming in, and again, we're joined here on the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. Coach Mark Kern is our guest right now. And last year, a 2A team state runner-up, NIC runner-up, and sectional champion. What's next for this group of seniors? As juniors going into this year, you have to have some goals. What is the goal for this team this year to come back from a 21-2 season and try to find a way to even get farther?
Well, you know, we have one goal, and that's to be team state champions. And then the second goal is to qualify as many kids as possible for the individual state tournament down in Indianapolis in February. And I've got some great assistant coaches like Anthony Lewis and Rich Friel and Paul Bechtel and Brandon Barkus. And I'm kind of old school Al Smith. You know, we're gonna move that wall. And we're gonna keep running into it till it moves. And these guys brought in a very fresh, perspective of what practice should be like. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a ton of fun. You know, we play dodgeball and we have team games. We have dress up day and throwback day, and we only talk about, you know, the next meet. We're big on the, hey, listen, wrestling's a tough sport. So as individuals, you lose, you know, we're 0-0. You know, mm-hmm. We got to start fresh. Records don't mean anything. And last year, we got on a nice run down at Team State. We kind of came out of nowhere, and we knocked off a couple really good teams in Leo and Lebanon. And then we got to that semifinal match against Yorktown, and they've never lost since the existence of the Team State tournament. And it was just one of the greatest dual matches ever, back and forth, and we were able to pull it off and get to the championship and, you know, lost to a very good Belmont team. And these guys know what's at stake, you know, and they get reminded a lot, like, you know, at the end of practice, we're running our sprints, and I didn't really think they were doing, you know, given everything they had, and we had to remind them what your goal is, and it was amazing the intensity level come right back up when they think about what a great experience it was wrestling at Team State and also down in Indianapolis at the end of the year.
Well, and I think the way that the IHSA does the state wrestling champions, especially in those final solo matches where they shut off all the lights and you have that one light, yeah, at center court, that's just insanely cool. And I wish I would have been able to experience something like that in my athletic career, where, you know, it's truly you and the other person across from you, and you're really center stage, spotlight on top of you. But Coach, you mentioned some of the fun things you do, and I remember an interview that we had about a year ago, the throwback day. Talk a little bit about that and some of the craziness that has come of that, but keeping your team loose and keeping them having fun is part of the reason I believe that you guys had the success you had last year.
No, I definitely agree. And you know, it's a throwback day, and they know we're going to play a lot of games, and they can wear whatever they want to practice. You know, they'll cut up old T-shirts. They'll wear singlets that their dads wore. They'll pull out the old wool warm-ups. Coaches kind of dress up, too, and look really, really goofy. I don't know if you saw any of those photos, but we get involved, too. And we play all these wall ball games, and we do a little wrestling in between. And the kids, I love, because they don't realize how they're having fun, but they're working their tails off. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, they're like, I lost 4 pounds today just playing games. And it's like, yeah, there's a nice mix. We got a great camaraderie with the parents in between the kids and the seniors. You know, they lift up the young kids and bring them along, and they kind of teach them the traditions. And it's really, really an enjoyable room to be in, just like football was. The wrestling room is just, it's a great place.
Once again, we're joined by the head wrestling coach at Jimtown High School, Coach Mark Kern, joining us here on the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. Again, I'm Pat Doherty. Coach, last question, and I'll let you go. And again, I appreciate you taking some time tonight, but talk a little bit about the area and some of the other teams in this area. I feel like we're kind of in a hotbed of some really good wrestling programs. Penn, Mishawaka, Memorial, Central has had some good years. You guys, Fairfield, Northridge. There's a lot of good wrestling programs, I think, in this area. And I'm kind of baffled that there isn't more attention paid to how good some of these programs are and the success they have once the tournament starts as well.
Boy, I'm telling you, those teams you mentioned, Penn, boy, they are just loaded. I mean, Brad Harper does a great job there. Mishawaka's got just a ton of studs over there that they've been bringing along, and they're going to be young. I mean, they've got a really, really good incoming.